Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith Alive, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight into the destiny, the call, and the purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in the life of God and the purpose of God and your destiny, because this is a there walk like Abraham had. It's a walk of favor. It's a walk of faith where you see what God is telling you in the spirit realm, and you stand in faith and you believe it and you begin to proclaim it and walk in that truth until you manifest what God is showing you by your obedient faith. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. God does something wonderful in us that we are now the individuals who become the salt of the earth. We become the nourishment for someone else's life. We become that which is necessary for them so that they can see God through us. And it is amazing how God takes unlikely people to do a wondrous work for him. And it's in that process that God allows us to know him, to grow in him, to understand him even more. And as we do this, we see the demonstration and the manifestation of his power. God is the only one who can call an individual, call a family, call a tribe and a nation unto himself and get the glory out of it. So your life is God's glory. He's going to get the glory out of it because your life is intentional. And that's what you have to understand. Your life is not a mistake. You're not an afterthought. You were in the intentions of God's design and plan before the foundations of the earth. And however you got here and however your life may have started and even began or even progressively gone, you have to understand when God intends something, it must be only what he says, because better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof. And you might have started off roughy. You might have started off with your life going in a direction that you didn't want it to. It might have had all kinds of circumstances and situations to it. You might have even made some mistakes while you've been on this journey in life and don't even see how you're going to come out or how you're going to make it or even how things are going to change in your favor. But because you dare to trust God, because you dare to believe his word, because you dare to allow him to be the Lord and the Savior of your life, trust and believe that the same intentional God that allowed you to live and purposed you to live has a plan for you that's greater than your past, your present, or your future failures. He has a plan that's greater than any sorrow or pain or anything that might have happened in your life. His plan is so great that he holistically wanted you to be made whole, first in the spirit with having you being saved as you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then starting the plan of allowing you to grow in him, to learn of him, to understand what he wants and wills for your life, understand how he's going to take you to a place in your spirit, in your life that you never thought, that he will show you something that you will do for him, for his glory, and you will not even understand how you're going to do it, but you will know that he's the one who spoke it, and he's the one that's able to do it, and he's the one that's able to bring it to pass in your life. So there are things that we go through that we don't even understand, but it's part of our process. And you've heard me talk about the process many, many times before. Our process is that which God does in us and through us through our everyday life and everyday circumstances. And as we begin to apply the word, the application of the word by faith, as we begin to rehearse what God has spoken to us, as we begin to breathe out his word, decreeing and declaring, proclamating it in our life, and seeing the saving authority of God manifest in ways that we can never, ever imagine. God will call people to come into your life to be that blessing, to be the one to mentor you, to be the one that teaches you, to be the one that encourages you. He will cause the word that you hear on Sundays or in your Bible study to be that which will be that which we imparted into your spirit to empower you to stand in faith and see the saving authority of God move in the things that you can't move yourself. He will allow your overcoming testimony to be that which encourages someone else and someone else is built up about it. Because what you make happen for someone else, God will make happen for you. And sometimes God will have you in a process where he's telling you to sow into someone else. And what I mean by sowing into someone else, that could be your time, your prayers, your service, your faithfulness, your loyalty, your monies, your gifts, your talents, your influence. It could be all of these things or one of these things that he will have you sow. And he will have you sow it into someone else, pray about someone else's problem, intercede on someone else's behalf, go and help and assist someone else. And as you're doing that, he's doing something in you, in your process, that is preparing you for your next level or your next place. God is faithful to do what he promised in your life. He's faithful to show up. He's faithful to provide. He's faithful to heal. And sometimes when we're warring against things that it looks like they're not going to move, the enemy and the circumstance and life and time will try to make you feel as if you're going nowhere and you're wasting your time and you need to get another plan or you need to do something else. When the Holy Spirit inside of you says, stand here and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. Stand right here and let God prove himself to you. Stand right here and don't move and allow God to work this thing out in your favor for your good. Even though your flesh and your mind and even fear is trying to jump in and tell you to take another direction, or choose something else besides God's will. Do not allow your flesh or the culture or the circumstances to talk to you and talk you out of the place that God is taking you to. Don't abort where God is taking you. Don't abort what God has for you. Don't give up on it. There's a song that says, don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. And when I heard this song the first time, I didn't quite understand it. But when I listened to the words and began to let the Holy Spirit minister to me, it was not that God was going to give up on you. You had to not give up on the word that God spoke concerning you. God is, he's faithful to everything that he promised. And you have to hold on to what God has spoken concerning you, even when you can't see a way. Or you don't even understand how it's going to happen. Or you don't even understand when it's going to take place. And you're afraid about your place right now or even your future. You will be encouraged in the word of the Lord. And God will use his own spirit to encourage you. The word of God teaching to encourage you. A song to encourage you. He will encourage you in your stand. To make you believe that where you are, even though it looks and feels so terrible or not the way that you thought or the way that you planned or the way that you even dreamed, you are still in the perfect place because God's hand is still on your life and God's still working for you and he's still moving for you and he's still progressively taking you to the place that he's already destined for you. And your process doesn't feel good. The process doesn't feel good, but the process is worth it. Jesus went through a process for us. Here on the earth, he came down, he took down from the glory that he was, came, and he came in flesh through the virgin birth. He tabernacles here for 33 and a half years, having a ministry that was 3.5 years. And in that time frame, he was able to be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, the things that we go through, the things that we face, the stuff that we feel in our own selves, and then the things that we battle and the things that come after us. He was able to identify with all those things. But then he goes to the place where the process really, really gets really difficult. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying because he understands. And that's the process that he had to go through for us. But he says, nevertheless, not my will, let yours be done in this hard, painful place of being basically abused all over, being beaten, being hit, his beard being snatched out, being slapped in the face by over 500 soldiers, being laughed at, being scorned, being mocked. All of these things, then being crucified and called a criminal and all these things that they said and did to him, that was the process because the result of the process that it was he was going to die, but he was going to get up. And the getting up, the resurrecting life
was the power and the authority of everything that his process took him through, that he might gain the result of many, many, many sons and daughters, many brothers and sisters for God's glory. And that process was painful, but he went through it. But in that, he shows and demonstrates to us that we ourselves are going to go through a process that sometimes is so painful that no one else will understand but God, but Jesus. And you're going to have to rely on him and depend on him and know that God is working it out for your good, that it's going to come together, that you will have what God says, you will be what God says, you will walk in what God says, you will possess what God says for your life. And as you believe his report, as you stand in faith, consistency, and persevere through all the things that are going to come, all the voices, the voice of the enemy, the voice of the culture, the voice of the circumstance or the situation, the voice of your flesh, the voice of everything else, as you pull that down and hear the voice of God and know that he is going to do a great thing in your life and that he's going to bring you through, when you rely and depend on that voice and hear that voice and respond in faith to that voice, you will be led by the Holy Spirit into everything that God has for you. He will make it all come together. He'll all make it work for your good. He'll plant people in your life. He'll open up doors for you that no one can open, and he'll close doors that no one else can close. And this is what you have to understand. God is not a liar. His word is faithful to the T. He doesn't speak falsely. He doesn't speak in error. His word is the authority, the power, and the standard of our life. And as you trust him, he will bring that word to pass, even through your process, even through the pain, even through the trial, even through the tribulation. You're going to see the demonstration of God. And you can't allow fear or anything else make you quit, give up, let go of, or even go against what God has told you. You've got to give birth to everything that he says, even in a hard place. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and I hope this is encouraging you, because I had something to say, but the Lord told me just to encourage you in your walk of faith, encourage you where you stand, and know that he is faithful. He's going to bring it to pass in your life. This weeping season is only a season. That's night, and it's going to go away. He's going to give you joy that's greater than the thing that you face. Be encouraged. We'll be back again. Have an absolute blessed day. And be blessed knowing that God has a plan that will work in your favor and take you to your promised land. In Jesus' name, amen.